Welcome to Ira's Everything Bagel, where I talk with intriguing people about everything, their passions, pursuits, and points of view. Some may remember the song Love Potion Number 9. Well, my guest didn't have anything to do with that song, but over 30 years ago, Lillian Zeltzer stumbled on an old love potion recipe, which sparked her lifelong interest in aphrodisiacs. She's author of Aphrodisiac Adventures, Natural Stimulants and Aphrodisiacs for Better Health, Longevity, and Pleasures. And it's available on Amazon. And for everything about Lillian, go to aphrodisiacsexpert.com, aphrodisiacsexpert.com, and you can follow Lillian on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, and YouTube. And Lillian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to talk to your audience about aphrodisiacs, about natural stimulants that can make your life healthier, happier, and more pleasurable.
You have a wonderful accent. Would you like to share with our audience, both viewers and listeners, where you are from originally to develop this accent, which I sort of guessed at when we talked initially?
Yes. I was born in Russia, in old Soviet Union, but I live in Australia for close to 50 years. And if you wonder why I have this accent and become stronger by the day, it's because my husband is Russian and we prefer speaking in Russian than in English, even though, well, English, I have no problems with understanding, writing books or lecturing even. There you go.
That explains it. That's great. So you developed a stronger accent just by being married to the guy.
Yes. They say all the evil comes from men.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to verify that with you. So you've been devoting more than 30 years of your life to this research. What got you interested in the subject of aphrodisiacs? Was it something that you saw in your personal life, or was it just a professional interest or a combination of the two, or maybe something that is in between any of that?
Yeah. All right. It's actually close to 40 years.
40 years, not 30. Okay.
I only say 30 so people don't work out how old I am. I have nothing to hide. With my daughter turning 24 just in a few days' time.
Of course.
Yeah. It's okay.
So why did your interest develop in that, though? What was the reason?
Well, it happened by chance. In 1986, it was our 10th wedding anniversary, and my husband took me to Paris, the city of love, to celebrate our anniversary.
Nice.
And being a medical doctor, he is a nerd who loves mm-hmm. books, and he collected old books all his life. We have a huge library. So no wonder he dived into one of the bookstores on the left bank of Siena in during daytime. And when he came out with a couple of books. One of them was for me. It was a cookbook of the famous French chef. And the other book was Decameron. It is 14th century tractate of love and erotical novels. It was an old book, and the actual cover was falling apart. So my husband tried to fix it with a sticky tape, and as he was doing it, page dropped on the floor. I picked it up, and there it was, just line by line, 18 lines of handwritten text, looked like a recipe. And the title was L'Amour. So I asked my husband, do you want it or you want to throw it away? He said, yeah, let's put it back into the book. Later when we had lunch, my husband said, well, you know what? That page actually makes sense, because some of those lines that I read out to him are botanicals, are medicinal plants that I studied during my medical course. And I would like to explore it, and maybe it is the owner of the book who knew some sort of secrets that wanted us to find it, well, put that page into the book. So anyway, to cut the story short, we came to Melbourne, back home, and my husband started his quest on making that potion, that love potion. Of course, well, I didn't believe in it. I, like most of us, was a skeptic. And I said, oh, well, don't you have anything better to do? We have two kids, dog and a cat, and so much to do. And you are just, you know, nerding with all these herbs. But he couldn't find in Melbourne everything what he needed, and it bugged him. So I tried to help him because I could see that was important for my husband. So we went to a state library. In those days, there were no computers. Studied all these different herbs from the list, the original list. Went to herbalists, or local Chinese shops with herbs, and we couldn't find much. So one of the herbalists told us that the best way to find those herbs would be to go to the places where they originated from, because if somebody picked them, they could be altered, not processed properly, or not grown in a wilderness where they are at their full potential. So that's how we started our journey. And we went for the next, until now, until 3 months ago, well, two months ago, I came back from my expedition to America. So every year we travel to different countries. I've been to over 160 countries where we hunt for information, where we hunt for natural stimulants that actually used by indigenous people for centuries, for things that worked and work. Some of them we experienced ourselves. Some of them worked, others didn't. So, but to identify what works, we had to actually try them.
So you were the volunteer. You and your husband were actually the volunteers.
Yeah, yeah. And the funniest part was that when we collected all those ingredients, and, well, it was also an incredible process of bringing all those herbs into Australia, because Border Patrol customs are not very happy with us bringing anything. So a lot of things we had to smuggle in our bags and handbags and bottles. And anyway, my husband set up a lab. And finally, after years of trial and error and making special equipment and so on to extract those active ingredients out of the natural substances, well, he made something that worked. And we experimented not only on ourselves, but also, well, we gave opportunities to our friends and family to try and see if it works. So yes, it worked, and love potion worked. More than that, it was proven that it works by the test with MRI, which we conducted at Lausanne University, where the pleasure center lit up after the tried the Afrodo. Well, I wear the t-shirt that actually says Afrodo. That's what we call that love potion. Afro, aphrodisiac, dope, esper, medicine.
Now, is it in liquid form or is it in powder form?
It is, because it's so tasty, it is sweet and sour. Everyone who tries it, they say, oh, one person said, oh, it's like strawberries and champagne. The other one said, oh, no, that's pink grapefruit, and so on, so on, so on.
But is it liquid or is it powdered?
It is a liquid. It is
Liquid, okay.
It's a liqueur, basically.
Oh, okay. Now, are there any restriction, not restrictions, but when you experimented with it, because you're only 28, but did you talk to other couples that were maybe in their 60s, 70s, and 80s that tried it, and whether that helped them in terms of their love life?
It's not just love life. It is health, longevity, and pleasure.
No, I understand that, but let's start with love life, and then we can move into these other categories.
Yes, absolutely. It works on everyone, how it works. It actually balances, it activates pituitary gland that actually balances your hormones. And your body naturally recovers from imbalances and produces that kind of effect where all of a sudden, after years of not noticing opposite sex, you become interested. And all of a sudden, you look at your partner with different eyes. You see not just a husband or a wife or whatever, but a person that is sensual, a sexual creature, which all of us are. So that's how it works. It's pretty simple mechanics, but it also, at any age, Ira, it does work at any age. We had experiments with retirement village here in Melbourne in Australia, where people at certain age, like well over 60 and further, tried Afrodo. And, they behaved a little bit different straight after. I don't believe it works like Viagra, all of a sudden, boom, boom, and it just works.
Right.
No. It is natural stimulant, something that gradually changes biochemical level in your body. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a neuroscientist, but I know that Afrodo and other substances that contain those active ingredients, which we use, by the way, they're all legal and legal everywhere in the world.
I was going to ask you about that, whether it made sense for people who wanted to try it to check with their doctors to see if there's any contraindications with that and medicine they may be taking.
It is not medicine.
I know it's not medicine, but what I'm saying is they may be taking a medicine that, even though these are natural substances, there may be something within the natural substance that could be contraindicated with some medicine they're taking.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, even a glass of champagne, if you take it with a painkiller, it can be fatal. So yes, you definitely need to check with your physician whether it's good for you. But there is nothing that can trigger a reaction of normal person. It won't trigger allergic reaction or anything of that kind. There is no sugar, no artificial colors or flavors, or it's totally natural.
And you were saying too that Lillian, you were saying that it's wider than just sexual. I brought that up first because that's what a lot of people are interested in, but it's also a sense of well-being, and there's other factors involved. Is that because it affects the whole system, the whole human system, so that you have a feeling of wellness? You, besides the sexual attraction, you just feel you have more energy, or you just feel lighter on your step or whatever?
Yes, absolutely. It creates a brain neurochemical reset on the biochemical level, which enhances neuroplasticity in ways that traditional treatment can't match. So people who are burned out at work, who have problems with sleep, with their sensuality, and with other areas of life, like self-esteem, or they're being too harsh on themselves and setting goals that they can't reach and become upset and angry. Well, all this can be removed by basically single shot of Afrodope. People do feel that effect, but subject to your body weight, your height, your health conditions, and so on, it might work faster or slower. For instance, sensuality, to restore sensuality, takes longer, up to 2 weeks. But I'm not here to promote it as such. I would like to just share the experience. We never sold it in stores. It was only available online. And because my husband is not a marketer and I'm not a marketer, I'm a musician, we never marketed as a supplement, which essentially what it is, because the Australian Board of Supplements or authority that actually let you call your product supplement will put to us huge requirements to comply with their regulations and so on. And it would take long, long, long time for us to do. So we basically decided not to do it. And because Afrodope tastes so good, we decided we would put it in a nice bottle, which is crystal bottle from France. We ordered and call it liqueur because it is 35% alcohol level. So it is...
You were saying that about the Australian authorities. I think also, too, in the United States, for example, where I'm based, you'd have the FDA possibly regulated, even if it's considered a supplement. So that makes sense. And I just want to reiterate something you said, that if you take it, to check with your doctor first before you take anything, just to make sure there's no issue with something in your body.
Like anything else, if you change your diet or something, it's always advisable to see your physician and run by a person that you trust and person who knows you well, that you want to change things in your life, like dietary or anything else. By the way, if you are into meditation, well, Afrodope also can do some wonders in that respect, because just a single dose of Afrodope can deliver many months of relief from depression, anxiety, and anger by increasing brainwave activity and shifting the brain into a meditative state without years of experience. So if you never meditated before and you want to see how well it is, how good it is for you, well, you can do that.
So you can meditate with it. You probably could mediate with it as well. Who knows?
Is it a liqueur? Yes.
I have two important questions that have nothing to do with what we're talking about. One is, how is it that you can retain and develop this accent because of your husband, but you live in Australia and you have no slight Australian accent at all? How does that work?
Well, if I'll say Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. Well, yeah.
It's just not there. And the other thing that you said was that your expedition to the United States, it sounded like you were going to the North Pole. I like your choice of words there, your expedition to the United States.
No, expedition wasn't just to the United States. It was to Americas. So it included Amazon region.
Ah, okay. Well, that could be an expedition then. Yes.
Bolivia, Ecuador, Peru, where I was hunting for again for maca, wild maca on the slopes of Peruvian mountains, and participated in their sacred plants, religious ritual, and oh my God, that works. And danced my tango with an 82 years old champion of tango in Argentina. And well, so I did go on expedition, and I did find again a lot of interesting things. Last year, I was in Sardinia in Italy, in on the European continent, where I researched longevity, natural stimulants that can extend your life. And that research was with gerontologists who assisted in finding and explaining how it all works.
Have you ever researched how why the human body would require even natural stimulants, but would require stimulants as opposed to just simply not regenerating itself, where you can, through exercise and getting enough sleep and avoiding stress, you can keep going? Well, what is the human need for stimulants, natural? And of course, we have processed stimulants such as alcohol and coffee and other types of drugs, etc. But clearly, it's better to have a natural stimulant. But what is the reason why humans have to have even natural stimulants, why they can't just regenerate, I guess it's the term I used earlier.
The thing is that natural stimulants are not limited to what you put in your mouth. Natural stimulants are everything that actually your senses can process into brain waves and send it to your brain. So it's something that impacts your behavior and where you live. So starting from smell, finishing with sensual touch of silk, warm water, cold water, it's million and million of things that we call natural stimulants that impact your well-being, your cycle.
Yeah, even the sun, for example, would be a natural stimulant. If you have been in a situation where you haven't been exposed to the sun for a while and you come out and, you know, some people have that depressive disorder that comes from the lack of sunlight. So there's a natural stimulant. Even wind, I would think, would be a natural stimulant for many.
Absolutely. The sound. My husband actually studied integrated medicine, and he believes that integrated medicine is something that has roots going back thousands of years, when doctors and philosophers actually treated people with either philosophy of how to live without problems or with natural stimulants. And once again, it's not pills, but it's natural things. It could be plants, it could be minerals, it could be vibration from the metal or from wood, or from, it could be sound, or it could be even religious ritual that would put you into trance and let your brain to establish new
neural pathways, perhaps?
Absolutely. And connect perhaps thinking with pleasure center, or other things, memory with eating disorders, mm-hmm, center. So it's complex, but it works. Natural stimulants is the answer. Yes, I'm not against modern medicine, and my husband worked his, you know, all his life as a medical,
sure,
doctor.
Right. Right.
But natural stimulants work.
Question though, in the form of a plant, for example, which contains something that's a natural stimulant, why would it be necessary to harvest the plant and then distill it into some sort of liquid and put some other elements in there in order to make it work? In other words, why couldn't you just rely on the plant? Why does it have to be into a potion if it's a natural element?
Well, the answer is very simple. Plants, if you try apples, for instance, from different farms, they all taste differently. Some will be sweeter, others will be more aromatic, and so on. And the same with any other plant. So subject to how they grew, what was the weather condition, what is the soil condition, they can have different level of active ingredients in them. If during the harvest time there was rain, and the plant absorbed too much of water, of course, the active ingredient might be diluted, or vice versa, if it was growing without any rain in poor soil and survived, it might be even stronger than the plant that is farmed. So to equalize the active ingredients, that's why people use pharmacologically produced natural stimulants, your valerian, your other plants.
And, sure, vodka, bourbon, beer, yes, all of those. That was a joke, vodka, bourbon, and beer. I thought they are stimulants.
Well, you would be surprised that actually hops that are used in beer traditionally, they are a natural stimulant that actually works on women's menopause.
So accidentally, I'm correct then. I love that. Okay, that's good. Hey, before I let you go, what are you looking to do in the near future in terms of additional research on aphrodisiacs?
I'm working on a project where I would like to give people experience a taste of different stimulants. And I'm not talking about just eating. I'm talking about all different experiences, starting from altered mind, so they can see what it's like, and finishing with things that produce immediate effect on their level of happiness and so on. So once it will be ready, I'll be begging you to come back to your program.
That's
announce that happy moment.
That's a great way to leave it. My guest has been Lillian Seltzer. She's author of Aphrodisiac Adventures, Natural Stimulants and Aphrodisiacs for Better Health, Longevity, and Pleasures. It's available on Amazon. And if for everything about Lillian, go to aphrodisiacsexpert.com, and you can follow Lillian on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, and YouTube. And Lillian, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Ira, thank you for the opportunity.
And join us every Thursday for a new schmear on Ira's Everything Bagel.